Brazen was horrified to see nothing but the dark cubes of rock. A more objective eye than his would have noticed the honeycombing of the rock floor, more extensive now, and seen perhaps in that uneven ground the faint indentation of the captain's shape. Brazen turned to look up at the ring of faces above him.
I want no mention of this to anyone, you understand? To anyone.
Turlough was no fun. He'd taken to sitting on the floor beside the hat stand, practicing tying particularly tight and vicious knots in one of the doctor's old scarves. Tegan knew what was worrying him. Since their last port of call, the doctor had become mysteriously reclusive, pottering about the corridors, moving things from A to B and calling it getting organized.
It's nothing to worry about, said Tegan. He gets like this sometimes. He's unwinding.
Who's worried? Turlough shrugged, tugging at the scarf.
It's none of my business.
A little later, the doctor popped his head round the door.
Not hat people, are you, either of you? Wear them much, I mean?
No, suppose not.
He wandered over to the hat stand.
I only do when I go out. Silly to have this getting in everybody's way.
He was speaking to no one in particular, and Turlough did not deign to look up from his knotty problem. Not at least until the doctor suddenly whisked the hat stand away and began moving towards the door with it.
What on earth? Exclaimed Turlough.
But the doctor had already swept out with a muttered, must get organized. Turlough stood up.
That man definitely needs another adventure, and quick,
except you can't tell him anything. That was true enough, Tegan reflected. Not that he wasn't always ready to help other people when the need arose, Tegan had to admit. And that gave her an idea. She shut the handbook she was reading. It was useless anyway. It kept saying refer to Appendix F, and the appendices only went up to D. And with a quick word to Turlough to stay where he was, hurried out after the doctor. The hat stand, with its drapery of colourful scarves and hats, was disappearing down the corridor. The doctor stopped when she called, his brow furrowed in thought.
There's another hat stand somewhere in the corridors. If we put the two of them side by side, we'll have a pair.
Tegan brushed these important speculations aside with a shake of her neatly cropped head.
Doctor, it's Turlough.
What's he done now?
Nothing, that's the problem.
She tried to make her voice sound suitably troubled, which only emphasized the twang of the Australian vowels.
He's getting to be unbearable.
Hanging from the hat stand was the latest victim of Turlough's handicraft, which now looked more like a string of woolen bobbles than a scarf.
Just look at this.
The doctor hadn't noticed the knots.
Good job no one was wearing it at the time.
He's at the end of his tether, Tegan exaggerated. What he needs is an adventure. There's a time for adventure and a time, Tegan, for some thorough relaxation, the doctor said irritably. He had begun trying to untie one of the knots, which stubbornly refused to yield.
Turlough should realize it's a chance for a gentle unwinding.
The knot seemed to give a little, or perhaps it was just the wool stretching under the strain, and the doctor gritted his teeth and pulled harder.
A letting go, a disentangling of the...
His knuckles were white around the knot now, and Tegan, watching fascinated, was beginning to wonder what would give first, the knot, the scarf, or the doctor's temper. But his mounting frustration was interrupted by the voice of Turlough shouting down the corridor.
Doctor, Tegan, something very funny's happening to the controls.
They ran back to the console room. The flashing message on the small green screen said, Boundary error, time parameters exceeded. The doctor stared gravely at the warning.
We've neglected things. If we don't put a stop to this, the vortex will.
Tegan ran through a quick coordinate check at the console. Beside her, Turlough was interrogating the data bank.
We've entered the Varunus system, whatever that is.
The doctor did some swift mental arithmetic, which involved much finger counting and tapping of his thumb against his teeth. Turlough turned to Tegan.
How can the vortex stop us? I thought it was what the TARDIS travelled through.
The doctor joined them at the console. We must be on the outer limits, he said, looking fiercely at the database screen as though that were the cause of all the trouble.